You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell. Good morning. Our series of special reports on Wisconsin musicians is back. Today we meet Manti Ellis, guitar virtuoso, beloved teacher, and one of the last links to Milwaukee's golden age of jazz. From the 1930s to well into the 1970s, Milwaukee was one of America's jazz hotbeds. Artists like Miles Davis, Wes and Buddy Montgomery, and Thelonious Monk would play at the Bamboo Club, the Brass Rail, or any one of the thriving and seemingly countless jazz clubs in Milwaukee's African-American inner city. And in the middle of it all was Manti Ellis. He was playing piano by the age of 6 and performing for audiences by age 9. He switched to the guitar as a teenager, and his talent took him right to the top of Milwaukee's vibrant jazz scene. In the heyday of the 50s and 60s, Ellis recalls he had more work than he could handle.
In Milwaukee, I'll give you an example, I was working here 7 nights a week and begging off. You know, as a musician, that's unbelievable.
Even more unbelievable, says Ellis, was the talent he got to work with as an opening act in Milwaukee for touring headliners.
I met many jazz musicians, the top echelon of jazz musicians, like Duke Ellington, Count Basie, all of them, they used to come through here, you know, Cannonball Adderley, Duke Ellington. I got to share a dressing room with Duke Ellington. That was that was something that really blew my mind. And I think Milwaukee was just a very lucky place itself where I was, and it made me very lucky to be there to be around these people. And a lot of their skills and things rub off on me immediately because I was so interested.
But Ellis says sheer love of the art form he calls black classical music wasn't the main reason Milwaukee's jazz scene was so bustling. He explains men like his father had to moonlight, often as musicians, just to survive.
In the 30s and the 40s, the black male in the city of Milwaukee didn't really have opportunity to have decent jobs, so they did anything that they could do. He was a mechanic by trade and also a musician, and then he would use that to augment his earning power so he could feed his family. I didn't intend to be a musician. And my father really didn't want me to be a musician. He told me he'd teach me everything that he knew, but don't try to make a living at it.
Ellis took his father's advice, at least at first. He went into the Air Force. He worked as a landscaper, a welder, and a metal fabricator. But music kept pulling him back. And a lot of people are glad he made that choice. Many of them are former students of Ellis's at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. Ellis helped co-found the conservatory's jazz program with Tony King. Today, artists like Brian Lynch, Leo Sidran, and Jeff Hammond call Manti Ellis a mentor and a major influence. Hammond has played bass in several of Ellis's ensembles since he was in the 9th grade. To hear him describe Ellis as a teacher, the words tough but fair come to mind.
He's not a guy that'll, like, talk to you and hold your hand. He's a little more old school. He'll just say, play. Say, even if, you know, if as a bass player, if you drop the ball or get lost for a second, he's going to keep going, and he won't even, you know, he'll just let you catch up to him and just let you just kind of take your lumps that way and learn to get better.
Ellis isn't just a legendary figure in Milwaukee. His music career has taken him to New York and San Francisco. He's lived in Canada and Mexico too. He says one of the highlights of his career was playing guitar on Buddy Montgomery's 1970 album Rather This Than That. But he says living in Wisconsin gives him a rare luxury in the music business. He gets to be his own boss.
Because I was here calling my shots and doing the type of music that I wanted to do because of being known and, like, you know, homegrown here. So I just about wrote my own ticket as far as what I wanted to do with the music, which is unusual for most jazz musicians. That was an opportunity I had that I think most cities didn't give to anybody, but Milwaukee gave that to me.
Manti Ellis's career has touched all or part of 8 decades. He's 73 years old, but he says he feels 35. He's working on a potential project for Armed Forces Radio. His next gig is at the Fox Note in Princeton on July 22nd.